Did you know that ERC credit is being missed by most businesses? Here's something that I learned every business owner in the United States needs to know about. I was at a fundraiser event recently, and a few business owners that I know, they were talking about this thing called ERC credit, or Employee Retention Tax Credit. And I noticed slowly a crowd was growing around these individuals. And so, of course, I went and listened in too. Since I myself don't have a bunch of employees at first, you know, it really wasn't a conversation that I thought I needed to hear. But what kept drawing me back was the level of excitement coming from these business owners and the people that they were talking to as they shared their stories of the big and unexpected wins that they were experiencing. So I started to pay close attention, and I actually found it fascinating. One thing that caught my attention quickly and I made a mental note of was how many people said, "I didn't know about this." It was like a lot of them. A lot of the people standing there didn't know about the ERC credit. I didn't know about it. And there was also a handful that said something along the lines of, "We probably don't qualify or won't qualify, and so that's why we didn't apply." And those people were immediately and very enthusiastically bombarded by those who already went through it, the folks who were speaking about it. And they were clarifying the myths that were surrounding ERC because they originally had the same doubts as well. They thought that they wouldn't qualify or they wouldn't get as much and all that stuff. And so as I listened, I learned more. And immediately, you know, I thought about all the different business owners that I know who would benefit from the ERC credit. And so, you know, I just wanted to write this out about what I learned so that I can share with them and anyone else interested. And of course, I'm not a financial planner or a tax professional of any kind. I'm just sharing my personal thoughts on the subject. Please do your own due diligence, but I think that you will find this a very useful starting point. So some of the details about ERC. The ERC was first introduced in the $2.1 trillion CARES Act back in March of 2020. The ERC credit allocated up to $26,000 per employee for business owners who kept employees hired during the pandemic. And it is a fully refundable tax credit. This is what's important to get, okay? And how people are having such big wins. It's a fully refundable tax credit against the employer portion of Social Security payroll taxes or the Medicare tax, depending on which period you're filing for. It's paid to you directly via check, right? You, the business owner or the company. It is not a loan, and you don't have to ask for forgiveness. And more importantly, you never, ever, ever have to pay it back. These funds are also not earmarked. So it isn't like you get this money and, well, you can only use it for very specific things. No, they are not earmarked. You don't need to use them for anything specific like payroll or operating expenses. The ERC can be utilized at the discretion of the business owner. So you can use it for, you know, you need a new Ferrari for a company car. Well, there you go. So to claim the ERC, you just simply file an amended 941X quarterly payroll tax return claiming your credits on line 18 and 26. This is what I learned. But there are some misconceptions about ERC. And so, as I mentioned at the fundraiser, several people believe the following, as well as many other business owners that I've spoken to since. A lot of people don't understand about ERC. And mostly it's things like we don't qualify because we did not have a revenue decline, or our revenue increased during the pandemic, or, you know, we don't qualify because we didn't experience any shutdowns, or we received PPP loans and those loans were forgiven. And while these are, you know, factors in the process, they certainly do not disqualify your business from receiving the ERC funds. And what I'm learning is that a fairly high percentage of businesses who had employees during the pandemic that are actually taking advantage of the ERC are getting qualified very easily. And so it's worth looking into. I mean, just do some potential math, okay? So let's say, and remember, you're getting up to $26,000 for employees. So if you got 10 employees, you could be getting a check back up to $260,000. For a 10-employee company, that's a huge boost. 50 employees, you're at 1.3 million. 100 employees, you're at 2.6 million. 250 employees, you're going to get a check for $6.5 million. 500 employees, $13 million. I mean, You guys, for most businesses, this is a huge infusion of cash that could be needed to recover from the pandemic or, you know, just continue to grow more. Not to mention, it really helps offset the effects of current inflation. Would you agree? I think you would agree. So how do you apply for the ERC? Well, there's a few different options that you can use, but you definitely must choose wisely. So now, you can file it yourself. It seems like a logical option, you know, maybe for the smaller businesses, like, you know, but Michael Gerber in his book, E-Myth, you know, points out, he said, you should do what you do well and leave everything else to those that do those things well, right? If you start down the rabbit hole of trying to figure out each and every nuance of the ERC credit program on the IRS website, either you'll never get around to finishing it or you'll get some returns, but much less than a professional would. And personally, that's why I haven't done my own taxes or bookkeeping for over 2.5 decades now. You can have your CPA file for your ERC. And obviously, this option makes sense because, well, that's their job to deal with tax issues and maximize revenue. But what I've discovered in quite a few conversations is that a lot of CPAs are even, first of all, they don't want to mess around with ERC, not because they can't, but because they're busy with their day-to-day activities, and learning an entirely new set of rules and regulations for a one-off event, it's incredibly daunting. If you go to the IRS website and see what's involved and all the constantly changing information, you'll understand why. In fact, in my conversations with several CPAs, I've learned that they themselves refer the ERC project out to specialists. One individual I spoke to said, Anthony, I'm a damn good CPA and I could figure it out, but it's like asking a really good and experienced doctor to go do brain surgery. Could she figure it out? Yeah, eventually, but she's probably going to make mistakes in the beginning that could affect lives, and I can't afford to make mistakes. And, you know, when he said that, it just made total sense to me because, you know, I operate the same way. Of course, I asked each of those CPAs that I spoke to who they were referring to, and a common thread started to emerge. And I'll share that with you in just a moment. The next thing is obviously, you know, finding a specialist. You know, I've always believed that hiring that one person who is super focused, they're an expert in that one thing that you need to get done, it's paid for itself multiple times over and over and over again. Even if they like initially had a higher price tag, the returns were way more than had I tried to do it myself or had somebody do it who wasn't the expert. I myself operate in a very saturated field of generalists, of which most of them, you know, they're broke, right? But I personally work in a specialty that even the generalists refer their clients to me. And, you know, I don't have to worry about haggling over fees or trying to find clients. But the results that I get these clients is far above what any of those generalists would ever achieve. Why? Well, they just don't know the secret yet simple nuances that make the difference and comes with years of experience. So as I asked around and did a little bit of my own research, I found that there's a few different types of services that claim that they are specialists as well, because there's a bunch of them. You can find ads all over the place. First of all, there's the individual CPA who just geeks out on tax code. Very likely, and I'm getting this from a variety of people that I've spoken to, is that, you know, they muddled their way through the ERC program guidelines and they figured out some things, right? So they get it. The challenge here is, you know, what I've heard from other people is that, you know, they're just oftentimes they're busy with their regular daily activities. And so while they may have dove in and focused on ERC for a moment, they have to get back to whatever's paying the bills today, right? And so the downside of that is they can't stay focused on it and keep up with the constant changes that allow you the maximum return. And then there's the hybrid division, if you will. This is kind of the firm that decides that there's opportunity, you know, here for them. So they allocate a couple of people to call themselves the specialists in ERC or the ERC division, right? And the problem is it's kind of the same thing, is that they're trying to maybe ramp things up. They still likely require those individuals to participate in on daily operations of the main business. So again, they're not able to focus 100% on learning and absorbing and becoming experts in ERC so you can get the maximum potential out of it. I haven't done this myself, but I know of a gentleman who took the time to call numerous companies. And one question that he asked was, what is your average credit per employee? And the typical response from these individuals was about $10,000. Now, that's a far cry from the maximum potential of $26,000. The next kind of specialist, obviously, is the brain surgeon. If I'm having brain surgery, I don't want anyone digging around in my skull unless it's what they do every day, all day. And the same thing goes for getting ERC credits. I want someone who eats, breathes, and sleeps ERC. If I or any one of my business owner friends are going to take advantage of this gift, I want it to be for the highest amount possible without making mistakes right out of the gates. The bad news is that there doesn't seem to be many companies that only do ERC. The good news is that there are a handful that truly specialize only in ERC. And after looking into a few of them, I've come to the conclusion that Jorns and Associates is probably the best option for now. You can find them at workwithjorns.com. That's work with Jorns. Jorns is spelled JORNS.com. Workwithjorns.com. And in my opinion, they are the top brain surgeons in the employee retention credit industry right now, but that could change in the future. But why Jorns? Why Jorns? Again, workwithjorns.com. First and foremost, it's all they do. ERC for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They only do ERC. Their qualifying process, it's extremely thorough. They go after every single dollar possible. And they get deep. They'll get into your day-to-day operations, supply chain, how the pandemic affected your business throughout 2020 and 2021 so they can maximize that potential. They will seamlessly and happily work with your CPA, bookkeeper, or payroll team to acquire all the necessary documents. And it's a simplified process. You just complete a basic client questionnaire, supply PPP loan information, and your 941 returns. They'll do the rest. And the other thing, too, is that they just don't hype up their guarantees. They'll give you accurate numbers after they've run the calculations, but they're not going to come up and say, hey, we're going to guarantee you we're going to get anything. They won't and they can't. But we've seen some out there that, they're on the edge of making those guarantees or making it look like they're making guarantees. They use customized software to perform the calculations to eliminate the errors. So they've actually developed a software very specific for ERC. They do guarantee that their calculations are accurate and filing with the IRS are compliant. They provide long-term audit support and they carry a $1 million E&O policy per client. So, you're covered. Dedicated onboarding specialist to assist you throughout the entire process all the way to the end. So whoever they're working with, whether it's you or somebody in your company, they're going to get through that whole process. Their track record just shows much higher return per employee over other companies. You only pay their contingency once you've received the check from the IRS. So only after you got the check from the IRS is when you pay them. Okay. They do have a small engagement fee, but it's 100% refundable if you don't qualify. And this is kind of what I like is it just makes it a zero risk to the business owner. They get no recovery. There's no fee. So, you're not putting money out there for somebody to try to test and see if you're going to get it. Okay. So just as I see it, these guys really have it figured out and they're poised to get the maximum result for their clients. Who does ERC work for? We didn't talk about that. Not to sound vague, but as far as I know, pretty much any business with employees during 2020 or 2021. Now, if you're going to engage with Jorns, I know that they like to keep it at 10 employees or more. I mean, they go up to multiple hundreds, even thousands of employees. But if you don't have 10 employees, they're probably not the best choice for you for a variety of reasons. They have a huge staff, so it's what they do. And guys, the bottom line is that there's over $1 trillion earmarked. $1 trillion earmarked right now for businesses just like yours. And right now, that trillion plus dollars is sitting in the United States Treasury's account when it should be in your account instead. If your company has 10 or more employees, go check out workwithjorns.com right now and just fill out a simple form and they'll get back to you pretty darn quick. So I hope this was helpful for you and I hope truly, it just gets you the results that you're looking for and gets you that ERC credit in your pocket, to make a difference in your business. Thanks for listening. All right, take care.